At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A blast of Arctic air is heading to North Texas. Temperatures will dip below freezing tomorrow night. There's also a chance of light rain and drizzle starting late tomorrow, and that could lead to icy spots on roads. Travel could become hazardous tomorrow night and into Sunday. The worst conditions are likely to the north and west of Dallas-Fort Worth. That includes Collin and Denton counties. As we wrap up 2017, we're going to explore the year's most popular stories on our website, kerenews.org. Molly Evans is KERA's assistant producer for digital news, and she joined Eric Austin for an online tour.
So you looked at the 20 most read stories on our website this year. What did you find out?
A couple of stories about race really resonated with our web audience this year. One was the death of Jordan Edwards. He was a black teenager shot and killed by a white police officer in Balch Springs back in April. So Edwards was leaving a party with his brothers and friends in a car, and Officer Roy Oliver fired his gun, striking Edwards through the front passenger window. Oliver was fired, and a Dallas County grand jury indicted him on a murder charge.
And that was a huge story, not just locally, but a story that gained national attention. And I know other stories related to race also resonated with our online readers this year, and that includes an interview with a trauma surgeon.
Yeah, so this was related to the deadly Dallas police shootings in July 2016. Dr. Brian Williams, he was working at Parkland Hospital that night, and earlier this year he decided to quit his job. Dr. Williams talked with KERA and reflected on that night in 2016. That's when a black sniper targeted police officers, several of whom were white. Dr. Williams is black, and he talked with us about how race was on his mind that night.
This was preceded by the death of Philando Castile in Minnesota the day prior, and Alton Sterling the day prior to that. So I was already thinking about these larger societal issues of race and violence, and then they all intersected that night unexpectedly with my professional life. And after that, it was impossible for me to ignore how deeply impacted I was.
Williams also said people are afraid to talk about race and that we live in a racialized society. He's not leaving medicine, but he told us he wanted to focus on social justice in the future.
Moving on to other well-read stories this year, stories about housing and the cost of living were popular topics for readers at kerenews.org.
Forbes magazine reported that home prices in Dallas were projected to soar 31% by 2020. And that projection was based on Dallas's population and job growth, plus its annual home price gains. Our post about that was one of our most read stories this year. And another report from Forbes named Dallas as the best place for jobs. So before 2017, the Bay Area had the title for a while. People were really excited about Dallas coming out on top finally.
And now we have a few stories online that have done well for years.
Every spring, our piece about blue bonnets always jumps up. That piece details 15 fun facts about the iconic Texas flower. And then we have a great explainer on everything you need to know about open carry in Texas, which took effect in 2015.
So last but not least, what was the most popular story on kerenews.org this year?
Okay, drumroll please. It's 39 things to do in Texas before you die. Eric, you put together this bucket list to commemorate Texas Independence Day. But it's an awesome reference all year round.
Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah. If you're new to Texas, 39 things will help you get started. And if you're a lifelong Texan, the bucket list might have something you just haven't done yet. It's really fun.
Things like jump in a swimming hole, visit the State Fair of Texas, go see the bats at the Congress Avenue Bridge in Austin, and much more. Hey, Molly, thanks for stopping by and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks.
Head to kerenews.org to check out the Texas bucket list and the rest of the stories we mentioned. Texans touched all corners of the music industry in 2017, from country to R&B to jazz. Today, we're going to hear from music journalist and commentator David Okamoto. He says the year's best tunes came from every corner of the state.
At number 10 is Trophy by Sonny Sweeney.
Are you still taking them pills?
It finds the Austin singer addressing prescription pill addiction, the inability to have children, and anger over a friend's suicide. The result is a fierce, fearless album that Miranda Lambert would be proud of.
The prescription that you're taking to the pharmacist is written on a stack of $20 bills.
Ranking number 9 is Volume 1 by Banquet, a supergroup featuring the frontmen of Granddaddy, Franz Ferdinand, Band of Horses, Travis, and Midlake. They check their indie rock credentials at the Denton studio door and celebrate their shared affection for Alan Parsons, glam rock, and 70s California pop. David Ramirez's We're Not Going Anywhere is number 8. The Austin songwriter rails against injustice and fear-mongering with the brooding intensity of Joshua Tree-era U2. Just 'cause we can't speak. He's carrying a heavy heart, but he never sounds heavy-handed. At number 7 is Funky Movement, a compilation of early 70s singles by Timothy McNeely of Dallas, who died of cancer last month at age 72. The former keyboardist for Bobby Patterson crafted classics like Sagittarius Black out of syrupy grooves, psychedelic guitars, and his own soulful Fender Rhodes solos. The Lonely, the Lonesome, and the Gone by Leanne Womack comes in at number 6. The Houston singer known for the 2000 hit I Hope You Dance reinvents herself as a soul-rattling country blues chanteuse. The lyrics are meatier, the production is edgier, and her singing erupts from a deeper, darker place. I just don't want no more. Bang, bang, hold on, bang, no lie. My number 5 pick is Texas Jelly by the Texas Gentlemen, who are to Dallas what the Marquees were to Memphis. The go-to hired hands when anyone from George Strait to Shaky Graves needs a backing band. Stepping into the spotlight, they leapfrog from psychedelic blues to Baroque pop to Barrel House Boogie. At number 4 is A Social Call by Booker T. Washington High School graduate Jasmia Horn. She's just 26, but the stunning vocalist has become the toast of the New York jazz scene. Horn caresses the notes as effortlessly as she scats and skyrockets around them. Take my advice, girl. If you find a man, hold on tight. Oh, I'm trying. Number 3 is Bad Liar by Selena Gomez, which kept the Grand Prairie star on the charts when a kidney transplant prevented her from releasing a full album. But this summer single exploring doubt and desire, propelled by a sampled bass line from Talking Heads' Psycho Killer, easily stands on its own. Oh, with my feelings on fire, guess I'm a bad liar. Black saints and a lady playing knock our soul. My number 2 choice is Mass Seduction by Saint Vincent. Annie Clark, a graduate of Lake Highlands High School, experiments with ambient textures and throbbing beats. Beautiful, my seduction. The most powerful songs are also the quietest. New York is in New York without you, love. Achieving a level of intimacy that is raw in its intensity and devastating in its beauty. My favorite success story of 2017 was American Teen by Khalid, a 19-year-old army brat who moved from New York to El Paso in his senior year. So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. He started making music in his bedroom as a coping mechanism to help him adjust to his new home. Songs like Young, Dumb, and Broke emphasize melodies over beats, romance over bravado. But more important, they vent about the complexities of growing up without losing the thrill of being young. For KERA News, I'm David Okamoto.
David Okamoto is a content production manager for Yahoo and a former music critic whose work has appeared in Rolling Stone, The Dallas Morning News, and Ice Magazine. In the weather tonight, expect lows in the 40s. Then the holiday weekend will be very cold. Light drizzle tomorrow night and Sunday could make for icy spots on roads. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.